Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast. I'm Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and hypnotherapist. I have over 18 years of experience in the field of the mind-body connection. Working on yourself can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. I developed this podcast to share information, tools, and techniques to assist you in making changes, feeling better, moving forwards, getting motivated, and to thrive. Maybe you're here because you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, or perhaps you're navigating the process of personal development and change and would like to learn how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. Either way, this podcast is for you. In this episode, we will be discussing how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to solve problems. The latest research in neuroscience shows that it is possible for the subconscious mind to solve problems outside of the conscious awareness. You will also have the opportunity to participate in a hypnosis session that uses guided imagery to assist you in tapping into your subconscious resources to solve problems and overcome challenges. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this session inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Visit the home of the Hypnosis and NLP podcast at www.hypnosis.media. On the site, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, as well as blog posts. You'll also find the web store that contains premium hypnosis programs that assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns, such as dealing with breakups, connecting with gratitude, stopping smoking, weight loss, anxiety reduction, inner child healing, and much more. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount off your entire order. The mind can be compared to an iceberg. The tip of the iceberg, the part that we can see, equates to only 10% of the iceberg. This is much like the conscious mind. Beneath the surface, there resides the underside of the iceberg, which equates to 90%, the part that we cannot see. This is very much like the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is far more complex than the conscious mind, and it is capable of processing far more information. Have you ever tried to figure something out? Maybe there was a problem that you were working on, something that you were trying to solve, or maybe you were trying to come up with a new way of doing something, or perhaps you were learning something. The more that you consciously tried to figure things out, the more difficult it became, and the solutions seemed to evade you. Maybe you shifted your focus to other things for a while, and when you returned, the problem to the solution was there. Or perhaps you were driving your car or walking down the street, and the answer came to you, seemingly out of nowhere. The subconscious mind has the ability to problem solve outside of the conscious awareness. The subconscious mind is the storehouse of all of your knowledge, all of your previous experiences, your feelings and emotions, and your long-term memory. Its problem-solving ability is far greater than the problem-solving ability of the conscious mind. Research is showing that one method that assists with problem solving is to stop trying so hard to solve your problems. When you employ tools such as meditation or hypnosis, you can quiet the mind and allow the subconscious processes to surface to a conscious level of awareness. It has been found that the answers to questions can be better accessed when the mind is calm and relaxed. Recent research that has been completed by neuroscientist David Creswell from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has revealed that when we're faced with a difficult decision and we consciously focus on that problem, or we focus on a problem that is too big or overwhelming, our brain can have difficulty in decision-making. However, when we sleep on it, our subconscious mind continues to work on the problem outside of our conscious awareness. This research, which was done through neural imaging, revealed that there are regions of the brain that are responsible for decision-making and problem-solving that are active even when we are distracted or thinking about other things. In this study, information was provided to participants regarding imaginary cars, and then they asked them to choose one based on their needs. The participants were separated into three groups: one that had to respond immediately, the second group that had time to think about which car they wanted, and the third, which were provided with a task or activity to distract their awareness away from the decision-making process. The third group, who were distracted, performed better in the decision-making process than the other groups. Regions of the third group's brains continued to process information relating to the cars in a phenomenon that has been coined by Creswell as unconscious neural reactivation. This explains why when we sleep on a problem, we tend to find the answer the next day. Or when we step away from something that we're trying to figure out, we find the solution to the problem when we return. The subconscious mind continues to process information outside of our conscious awareness while we're distracted or thinking about other things. Creswell states that letting go of the need to consciously solve the problem may be the first step in becoming more effective at problem solving. To allow the subconscious mind to do more of the work by distracting yourself away from the problem. Through my work with hypnosis, I have learned different methods of tapping into the power of the subconscious mind to assist with problem solving. One of the methods is focusing on a problem just before you go to sleep, taking a few minutes to focus on the problem and the information surrounding the problem, then affirming that the subconscious mind will continue to work on the problem during the hours of sleep. You can even give yourself an affirmation, such as I sleep tonight, my subconscious mind continues to process this problem and will provide me with the answer upon awakening. It can also be beneficial to write down the question or the problem that you would like your subconscious mind to solve in a journal before you sleep. And then first thing when you wake up, write the answers or the information that you receive in the journal. Hypnosis and meditation can help to quiet the conscious mind and allow access to subconscious resources that can help with problem solving. Hypnosis is a direct line to the subconscious mind. Imagery is the language of the subconscious, and they say that a picture is worth a thousand words. In the technique that I'm going to share with you today, we're going to take a journey using guided imagery. We will use visualization and imagine a journey through an art gallery with various rooms. In the first room, there will be a painting of a problem that you're trying to solve. In the second room, there will be a painting of the solution. And in the third room, there's a painting of the outcome, an image of having solved the problem. This technique helps to quiet the mind and to tap into the subconscious resources that assist with coming up with solutions. Not everyone is visual, and it's okay if you don't see anything. You may find that you receive information from your subconscious mind in a different way. Instead of an image, you may notice music, or a feeling, or even just a knowing. Trust the impressions that you receive. Hypnosis helps the mind to relax and to distract away from worry or conscious processes to help you solve problems directly at the source. This can get easier with repeated use, so it may take a few times of use to be effective. So, are you ready to begin tapping into your unconscious resources to begin solving problems? Great. Then let's begin. Find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. Close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly, deeply. Let every breath that you take from this moment forwards relax you more and more. Breathing in relaxation. Exhaling tension. Breathing in tranquility. Exhaling stress. Breathing in serenity. Exhaling any thoughts, concerns, or worries. Just allowing yourself to be present in this moment. Letting go of the past. Letting go of anything that happened today or yesterday or this week. And letting go of what's going to happen later on today or tomorrow or this week. Just allowing yourself to be present in this moment. Maybe noticing the beating of your heart. Your heart that works so hard for you. Your heart that allows you to live and to love on this planet at this time. You can honor your heart for all of the hard work that it does for you. Or perhaps you notice your breathing. Noticing how your diaphragm expands and contracts with every breath that you take. Your body's rhythm. The breath of life. Just letting every breath take you deeper. Now, in your mind's eye, begin to imagine that you set out on a walk down a small footpath through a beautiful forest, the most beautiful forest that you can imagine. In your mind's eye. and you can notice many things. Maybe noticing the feeling of this path beneath your feet. Noticing how this path is lined with tall, strong trees with brilliant green leaves. And maybe you can notice a wind rustling the leaves in the trees. Maybe you can notice the sunlight as it filters through the leaves, casting dancing shadows on the path in front of you. Maybe you can hear the sound of woodland creatures as they scurry and go about their business. Maybe you can hear the sound of birds off in the distance as they sing their song. Everything is just so peaceful here, and you are calm in this place. Just continue to follow this footpath as I count from 10 to 1. With every descending number, feel and sense yourself becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. And by the time that I reach the count of 1, you'll be at your own natural level of relaxation. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Feeling so very relaxed, so very at ease. And you continue along the footpath, breathing in clean, fresh air, which nourishes you, and taking in all of the beauty around you. The footpath leads you to a clearing with lush green grass and wild flowers of every color. And in the very center of this clearing is a beautiful building. This building is a very special place that you can enter to solve problems. You notice the door at the very end of the path, and you begin moving towards it. Moving towards it not on the pathway of the head or the intellect, but moving towards it on the pathway of the heart and the feelings. It is through the pathway of the heart that all things can be revealed clearly to you. You can get a sense that this building is full of knowledge and wisdom, and you begin to make your way towards the door. And you notice yourself placing your hand on the doorknob, turning it, and opening the door. You step inside and look around, and you find yourself in the most beautiful art gallery that you can imagine. There are three main rooms within this art gallery. Now you're standing in the very first room. And in this room, you look on the wall and you see that there is a painting. This is a painting that symbolizes a problem that you're trying to solve. Take a moment and observe this painting. Notice the colors. Notice the images that you see. Notice the feelings associated with this painting. Just becoming aware of this painting and observing it. The painting of the problem that you're trying to solve. And you begin to move forwards from this room, and you journey down a hallway. And you find yourself in the next room, a room that seems larger than the first. That seems to be just a little bit brighter, a little bit more colorful. And you look on the wall in this room, and you notice a second painting. This is a painting of the solution to the problem. Notice this painting. Notice the colors. Notice the images that you see. Notice the feelings associated with this painting. Notice how this painting speaks to you. Notice any information, knowledge, or wisdom that becomes available to you. As you see this painting, it's time to move on. As we leave the second room and journey down another hallway, which leads to a third room. A third room that is even larger and brighter and more colorful than the last. A room that seems to be filled with light and possibility. And there is a painting on the wall in this third room. This is a painting of you applying the solution and overcoming your problem. Notice this painting. Notice the images. The images and the colors that you see. Notice any feelings associated with this painting. Notice any insight, knowledge, or wisdom that comes to you as you observe this painting. Record this painting and the imagery in your mind's eye so that you can store it and access it whenever you need. You can trust that your subconscious mind is aware of the problem as well as the solution. And it can continue to work outside of your conscious awareness. It can continue to come up with new ways of seeing things, new ways of doing things. It can come up with new approaches to overcome any obstacles, barriers, or challenges that stand in your way of success. And you take everything that you've learned here today as you begin to leave this place, traveling back through the art gallery. Leaving through the door, closing it behind you. Traveling through the clearing. Traveling back along the path that led you to this place. Back through the forest. Feeling very good in every way. Feeling calm and at peace. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you'll bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3, 4, coming up now, 5, 6, emerging from relaxation, 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Get out a blank piece of paper and write down any information that you received on this journey. You can use this process anytime that you'd like to tap into your subconscious resources to assist you in solving problems. Learn hypnosis through the Mind Institute's Hypnosis Certification Course. Discover the power and the promise of clinical hypnosis in this foundational course. You'll explore the power of the subconscious mind and understand how hypnosis works for change. You'll learn professional protocols and important ethical standards and boundaries. You'll learn how to tailor hypnosis inductions to clients' needs to help them let go of weight, stop smoking, manage stress and emotions, and make other desired life changes. You'll also learn how to adopt techniques to help clients get free of fears and phobias, to learn how to change beliefs that limit people so that they can manage anger, raise self-esteem, and move beyond victimhood. You'll explore the use of hypnosis for group work, along with contemporary clinical applications of neuro-linguistic programming. You'll also learn how to use hypnosis to heal the inner child, to assist clients in overcoming anger through compassion-focused forgiveness processes and releasing the ties that bind in order to make healthier life choices. With over 170 lessons and 25 hours of audio and video lectures at your fingertips, with 75 hours of self-practice, assignments, test cases, and mentoring meetings, this comprehensive online course will provide you with everything that is required to begin confidently practicing hypnosis upon graduation. Become a certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist by visiting www.mindinstitute.ca. I hope that you enjoyed today's session and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to head on over to www.youtube.com/hypnosistoronto and subscribe. I'll be posting additional videos and information that will not be available on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for new episodes. Take care and be well until next time.